Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Jody R. from San Diego.
Wow. Hi, my name is Jody. I'm an alcoholic. And I did not ask for my name to go randomly in a hat. So, and I brought my own timer because I don't want to spend 10 minutes talking about what it was like. Normally, a microphone and a podium has the same effect on me as alcohol did. I go into a blackout, and then somebody tells me what I said and did when I come out of it. So I'm hoping that in 10 minutes somebody might hear something that might help them stay sober. I believe that I was born an alcoholic. I didn't have a traumatic or dramatic childhood. I was not abused. I was loved. I was an active kid. I was a good student, an athlete, daddy's little girl. And then I took my first drink when I was 15, and instantly my life changed. My first drink was also my first drunk. I occasionally was able to drink moderately, but most of the time it was alcoholically. And I really was a teenage alcoholic. And really after that first drunk, I was no longer a good student, and I wasn't an athlete, and I certainly wasn't daddy's little girl anymore. And in that first year of my drinking, I totaled my parents' car. I got brought home by the police, and my parents took me to a counselor to determine whether I was an alcoholic or not. And what I remember about that was being really honest with this man, and he ended up telling my parents that he didn't think I was alcoholic, but that if I kept drinking, I would probably lose my virginity. And he was right about that. And why I tell you that is because from that moment on, nobody ever told me that I might have a problem with alcohol. And I also hung around with a lot of people that drank like I did, so none of them mentioned my drinking. But nobody ever said, hey, maybe you drink too much. It was just what I did. And I did that a lot, and somehow I drank my way through college, and I ended up getting pregnant and ended up getting married. And I married my high school sweetheart, and we had another kid shortly after that. And what I took into that marriage was a lot of fear and a lot of resentment. And, you know, I was a kid having a kid. I was just a lost alcoholic woman. And what happened was the more I drank, the more my perceptions changed and my reality changed. And I wasn't happy, and it was all my husband's fault. Everything was my husband's fault. And I just used that to do what I wanted. I lived in a double standard world. I pretty much came and went as I wanted to. And I behaved rather badly. And what happened was, at one point, and, you know, he drank too. I mean, we were definitely alcoholics together. And finally, he decided that he had had enough of that. So he asked me not too nicely to leave. And at that time, our boys were 6 and 8. And I went over and I stayed with my mom for a little while. And he went to this counselor, and she mentioned to him that, you know, maybe he was an alcoholic and that he might want to consider going to an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. Well, being the, you know, devoted wife that I was, I told him that I would go with him to help him with his problem. And then a day or two later, I went to see the same woman, and before I even sat down, she asked me when I had had my last drink. And at that point, when he asked me or told me to leave, he didn't really ask me. He actually kind of threw me out. And you know, somehow I knew that drinking wasn't going to help. And somehow I had about 7 days without alcohol. And I told her that, and she told me that 99% of my problems were due to the fact that I was alcoholic. And that really caught my attention because, you know, I thought 99% of my problem was my husband. And she told me I should go to treatment and I should go to an AA meeting. And I went home that day and I found an outpatient program and I found a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. And my husband and I went that night to a meeting. And the next morning I got up and I took my own box of Kleenex and I went to this women's meeting and I just laid it all out there. And what I saw was a room full of women that were happy, joyous, free. They were productive members of society. They were laughing. They had all these things that I had nothing. I was totally, totally broken and an absolute mess. And so I really, really wanted what they had. And I knew nothing about Alcoholics Anonymous. I was scared to death about the whole God thing. And I'm so grateful that, you know, that can be a group of drunks or a sunset. I continue to be grateful for the easy way you guys allowed me to find a higher power that would work in my life. And so I got myself a sponsor, and we started working the steps. And she told me to not make any major decisions in my first year of sobriety. And I'm so grateful for that suggestion, because I really, really, really wanted a divorce. More than anything, I wanted a divorce. And so my husband and I have, he has 4 days on my sobriety, and he kind of flaunts those at me every now and again. And I'm really grateful for that suggestion, because that first year of sobriety was so incredibly hard. And we went to this counselor real regularly, and she told us, you know, just don't even think about the marriage. Just get a sponsor, work your steps, you know, grow up, and then we'll see if there's anything to put back together. And that's what we did. And it was a difficult year, but by the time I had my first year of sobriety, so much had changed. I mean, things weren't great, but so much had changed that I knew that I was going to just, you know, keep doing one day at a time. And we've celebrated 14 years of sobriety back in September, and he's my best friend, and we're happier. You know, I am so much happier in my marriage than I was the day that we got married. The steps have taken away not all the fear, but all of the resentments, and have given me tools to help me live life on life's terms. And in my sobriety, you know, there's been a lot of joy and there's been a lot of sorrow. And I have not found it necessary to walk through anything by myself. Not only do I have a sober husband, but I have a fellowship of women that just carry me when the going gets tough. And, you know, today my boys are 23, and my youngest had his 21st birthday party last night. And I don't know if they're alcoholic or not. It's really none of my business. But what I'm grateful for is that they've watched us live a sober life, and they know about Alcoholics Anonymous. I certainly didn't know about Alcoholics Anonymous. And I'm learning to try to mind my own business and let them be on whatever journey they need to be on. So I wanted to read a little part of the big book. This was really, really important to me when I was new. And it still is. It says, "But we aren't a glum lot. If newcomers could see no joy or fun in our existence, they wouldn't want it. We absolutely insist on enjoying life." And I'm so grateful for Alcoholics Anonymous because, you know, the grass is greener and the sky is bluer, and you have taught me how to enjoy life being sober. And today I'm a woman that has some dignity and grace, and I'm just incredibly grateful to be sober. Now, I know you should be sounding that off because 10 minutes is up. Thank you.